the one person in the 1960s who fascinated me more than anybody I'd ever known. The fascination I experienced was probably close to some kind of love. I felt so good about things that we could do anything. It felt possible for the first time. Look, the factory was always open. If you wanted to be a part of it, you could. More and more strangers started to show up, and Valerie Solanas was one of them. I read the play she sent me, and I just said, "Oh, that's very good, Valerie. I'll get it to the right people." But the manifesto she wrote was a hatred of men. The Society for Cutting Up Men, of which she was the only member. I thought that was so obscene, she had to be an undercover cop. Okay, so I promised that I would get it to the right people, but it was never going to happen. But you know, the thing that really struck me... What really struck me was Valerie's typing skills. The script looked fabulous. I offered her a job as my typist on the strength of her presentation. She declined. I figured it out. I knew that it was never gonna happen. I exploded with rage, man. The cock-sucking, motherfucking asshole son of a bitch. Up your ass. I hate man. So I figured I would get me a gun and I would go to the factory unannounced to take them, take Andy by surprise. Drella. You blood-sucking bitch. One day you will wake up and realize what an asshole you are. I can't believe I let you do this to me. So I decided to get me a gun and go on down to the factory. Now I got the gun and I'm coming down now to finish this now. Kill or be killed. So I arrived at the factory and for several hours I was going up and down to the desk. No, he's not here, Valerie. Andy's away for the week. Come back next week. I want to see him now. He's not here, Valerie. But I knew that they were lying. And I waited around for a couple of hours, and Andy pulled up in a taxi. He pulled up in a fucking cab. They were lying. It was a conspiracy. They were all in it together. Andy, you son of a bitch, you asshole, I'm gonna shoot you. So I shot at random, and I shot a guy called Mario, an art critic or something. He didn't deserve to be shot. But what the hell? I shot others. Frank Hughes, he just yelled, "Take the lip, Valerie, please, don't shoot, Valerie, don't shoot." And I got Andy. I did it. I shot Andy Warhol. He fell to the floor. I pumped two more bullets into him to make sure he was dead, and he didn't even move. You cock-sucking bitch whore. I got him. I shot Andy. I got him, and I was proud. And he got what he deserved. Before I was shot, I was not afraid. But I am now. February 1987, I was overhydrated and I had gallbladder problems, but I did not want to go into the hospital. I always felt that I would die if I ever went back into the hospital again. I was in denial about the awful pain that I was in. Dying is the most embarrassing thing. Because someone has to take care of your business, organize the funeral. I could never understand that when you die, why you just didn't disappear. Just vanish. But they have to organize the casket, the clothes for you to wear, somebody to do the makeup, the flowers. Take care of all your details. It's the most embarrassing thing that can ever happen. The service. The cemetery. You would like to help them, or you would like to do the whole thing yourself, but you're dead. So you can't. But then you end up putting it all in the lap of somebody else. It's a shame, really. I was a victim of negligence in the end. A medical oversight. Here, you spend your whole life trying to earn enough money to take care of yourself so you won't bother anybody else. I was hoping for everything to just carry on the way that it was. But it got so painful, I went back into the hospital, and they did not watch the intake of fluids, and I would slowly drown overnight. Nobody there to help me. Nobody there to save me. I was only 58 years old. There is no need for me to die. Was it the bullet, karma? Was it that? Was it that? There I was, left to slowly drown overnight. It was all about breaking boundaries for me. I just wanted to leave something. Something that would be remembered. Something that would enrich people's lives. To encourage the new, the unique, and the brave. It's okay to be all that you want to be. Good night, Andy.